Welcome to the Ministry of Grace. We trust that this message will encourage you, challenge you, and inspire you to be all that you can be.
God is good, isn't he? Amen. It's good to hear what God is doing in us and through us, especially over these past 12 months. And, you know, it's also good to be reminded that, you know, God's looking for a childlike faith. You know, and so often, my children are grown up now. I have five kids and they're all, well, apart from Karis, they're all bigger than me. And my grandchildren, when I have the opportunity to spend time with them, and they come with that childlike faith, don't they? It's like Parker, Superman. He'll stand as high as he can stand, and if I say jump, he'll jump. Now, if you said, you asked me to jump and you'll catch me, I don't know if I would. But God is saying that, isn't he? He's saying, if I call you, then come. And that's a scripture, that's biblical, that's a process that we can reconcile ourselves with through the Bible, that if God calls, then we can come, we can jump. But it's still going to be scary, isn't it? And I want to change things very slightly and just bring a few scripture. So I was going to continue in James, but we'll do that next week. And I just want to read a passage from 2 Chronicles 32, starting at verse 7. And take the time to read through this story, because I think you'll get a lot out of it for yourselves, your personal circumstance. It will give you strength for today, and it will give you hope for tomorrow. It will enable you to reevaluate. And it's just a few sentences here, just a few passages that I found helpful, and I hope you will too. But do read through and get the context of this story. They're being oppressed, they're being attacked. And this is what is said in verse 7. Be strong and courageous. And do not be afraid or discouraged, because the king of Assyria and the vast army with him. Do not be afraid because of the vast army that is with them. Can you imagine the picture? You have a vast army coming towards you. You have a situation. You have something that's going to overwhelm you. And yet someone will stand before you, sit before you, or you'll read something that says, do not fear this vast army. Why? Well, we'll continue and we'll see why. It says this, for there is a greater power with us than with him. And sometimes I think we need to be reminded of that as church. There's a greater power with us than with him. It goes on to say in verse 8, with him is only the arm of flesh. He may be mighty, he may be valiant, he may have lots of chariots, he may have lots of men, lots of armor, but he only has the arm of flesh. The arm of flesh. But with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And that, my friend, I think is something worth pausing on right there. But with us, the Lord our God will help us, and he will help us to fight our battles. And the people gained confidence from what Hezekiah, the king of Judah, said. It's about confidence. I've been away to a conference, Susan and I, we're part of MFG, Ministers Fellowship Global. It's an organization that's really developed to encourage senior ministers and people who are on the front lines, and it's to encourage them. It's not, we don't go for the fantastic preaching, we go for the really good fellowship to build relationships, to strengthen and encourage one another. But all of us go through tough times. We all have circumstances and situations that we look about and we feel powerless sometimes. And one of the things we forget, I think, is that the Bible says that God will build his church. So he will build his church and nothing can stand in the way. And God also says, be still and know that I am God. So there's that stillness at times that we need to take a step back from the situation. Now, most of us, I'd say all of us, we know the scriptures. I've been in conversation with people recently and they know the scriptures. I know the scriptures that says be strong and valiant. That I know the scripture that says put on the full armor of God. I know the scripture that says God is my rear guard. I know the scripture that says he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. I know the scripture that says I've not given you a spirit of timidity but of power. I know that. But it doesn't stop me from worrying. It doesn't stop me from being afraid when a vast army comes along. But just remind yourselves of what's being said here. Be strong and courageous. Courageous is courage. Be full of courage. You get up in the morning and you can't think straight. Or is that just me? I'm supposed to do something. Now, there are people who have a greater level of unforgetfulness, and it must be worrying, concerning. Be courageous, though. Do not be afraid. There'll be times where you have to go into the workplace, and you don't really want to go into the workplace. Be courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. You see, fear and lack of courage will bring discouragement. That's what it says here, doesn't it? Don't be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria. What's your king? Who's your king? Who's your army? Who's your enemy? Do you know what? We was with some friends yesterday and we was praying. And at the end of the prayer, the lady turned around and she said, "And Satan, you get out of my life." That's childlike faith, isn't it? Because she knew that she wasn't fighting flesh and blood, but powers and principalities that set themselves up against the knowledge of God. So sometimes you'll get into disputes with family members, with friends, with your pastor. Doesn't happen very often, thankfully. But do you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you'll get caught up in, but our fight is not against flesh and blood. It's powers and principalities. And when we have that childlike faith, let's take what God has already given us today. And we say, no, I'm not having this. And sometimes I believe there's a strategy out there of the evil one not to do much, to allow us to do it. He stands back and allows us to do it. He allows us to get upset, to be fearful of income, to be fearful of the things that are happening. He lets us do it. So what happens is the church starts to fight against the church. And I'm not talking about us here, I'm talking about the church. I'm talking about humanity. We start to fight against one another instead of fighting against powers and principalities that sets themselves up against the knowledge of God. And here we have a story where there's a vast army coming and fear is arising, and yet be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Can I encourage you not to be afraid or discouraged because of what's happening, whatever your king of Assyria is, whatever your problem is, whatever your mountain is, whatever it is in your life, can I encourage you to be encouraged and remind you of this? They have a vast army. There's a vast blackness out there. There's a vast circumstance and situation, whatever it is you're facing. For there is greater power with us than with him. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's why what it means when it says to be born again of his spirit. It means the spirit of God has come to live in us and we're dead. So Satan can't hurt you because you're not alive, you're dead. You don't belong to yourself, you've been bought at a price. You no longer live, but Christ lives in you. And that means there's a greater power with us than with him. So I want to remind us, if we get nothing from today other than how blessed we are because of what God is doing through us, and that there's a greater power with us than with him. There's a greater power. With him is only the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God. And he will help us, and he'll help us to fight our battles. And the people gained confidence. So I hope you will gain confidence in what the Bible says. Because the things I speak are not important, but what God speaks is important. So I hope you gain confidence this coming season, this coming day, this coming week, this coming month, this coming year. We know that the suddenlies come, don't they? But it's how we deal with the suddenlies. Our hope is in Christ. And I want to remind us as Grace Community Church that if God be for us, then who can be against us? In Matthew 21 from verse 25, it says, "The master replied, 'Well done, and good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I put you in charge of many things. Come, share in your master's happiness.'" There is a happiness, a joy, should I say, that God wants us to share in. Good and faithful servant. God's asked us to do something. If we do it, that's the reward. And it doesn't matter when you look through the scripture, Jesus brings parable after parable, there's line after line, when you look at what the apostles have brought, when you look at the whole thread that goes through the Bible, seed time and harvest, there is a blessing there for us, and God has given us each something to do. But if you relook at the story of the 11th-hour worker, where the men, women, they came and they labored and they got a reward. The reward for the one that's worked all day is the same reward for the one that's only just started, if we do what God's called us to do. And I want to encourage us, our time is going. I want to encourage us to be encouraged. I want to encourage us to read God's word this season and not just be hearers, but to be doers. Let us not become weary, it says in Galatians 6, verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest. And sometimes we can take a scripture and we can make it fit a sermon, can't we? Or you can have a situation where you want to discipline one of your children or someone else, and you can bring a scripture and you can just lambast them with it. And we don't read before or after. But if we'll take the time to actually look at the scripture, look at who they're talking to, look at the heart of God and say, God, what are you saying to me here? Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, at the right time, we will reap. We will gather in a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as you have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Now, I don't know about you, but I found it easier sometimes to bless someone outside of the church. But God says, bless those in the church and those outside the church. Bless your neighbor, bless your brother, bless your sister. Bless your pastor. And bless those outside the church. But do not become weary in doing good. Can I encourage you today? Do not become weary in doing good. And can I confess to you as a pastor in this church, I've become weary. And that's not good, is it? God tells me not to. I've become weary in doing good. I've got to a point sometimes where I've said, what's the point of this, Lord? You bring a message and nothing changes, and yet something changes, doesn't it? Because he that is with us is greater than he that is with the world. And the message I'm preaching to myself is be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. So what am I doing being discouraged? Do not be discouraged, friends. If you've had a suddenly in your life, be encouraged. Be encouraged, why? Because there may be a king that comes against you, but there is a king that is in heaven sitting at the right hand of the Father who intercedes for you and me. I'm not my own. I belong to him. I've been bought at a price. So have you. These are his words. This is his spirit. Greater power is with us than with him. There's a greater power with you than with your adversary, with your enemy. Can I ask AJ to come and lead us in the final hymn? And can I ask us as a church to be strong and courageous, to be encouraged today and be encouraged tomorrow, and be encouraged the next week to keep on doing what God has called you to do. Do not become weary in doing good. Remember, as Matt and Victoria shared today, that you may be thinking, what can I do? Well, you can pray. You can give. You can intercede. You can join a home group. You can be part of the prayer team. You can come and serve each other as we serve the community around us. Don't let the enemy tell you that you can't. Have a childlike faith. Fight the enemy, not people. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. 1 Timothy 6. Verse 18. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. that's eternal life. Amen.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to the Ministry of Grace. We trust that you have been inspired, and our prayer is that you will be blessed, that you may be a blessing to those around you.